One of my favorite moments of the NFL season's Thursday show is Paul Charchian. Of course, Charch, the director of Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. Podcasts all over the place. Fantasy Football Weekly and Chop. Just find those wherever you find your podcasts and follow him on X at Paul Charchian. So before we get into fantasy questions, I'm just curious if you've thought about the reasons week one's passing yardage and passing touchdown total was so down. 5 years ago, 13 300 plus yard passers, two of them on Sunday, 61 touchdowns 5 years ago in week one, 34 this week. What are your reasons for it?
Well, the most commonly held belief, and I think there's something to it, is that teams don't play their starters in the preseason. And you don't, you know, those are real reps that people aren't getting. And 5 years ago, everybody was doing it. And not trivially, right? Starters were playing whole halves of the third preseason game. And all that stuff's dried up. And I think that's probably as good an excuse as there is, Kevin, that I know of. We have a bunch of young green quarterbacks in the league right this moment. And so, you know, maybe that's part of it for this year. But last year was also kind of a bummer in week one, too, where we had a lot of offensive struggles through the passing game last year, too. So I don't know. I think the preseason excuse has got a little validity to it. What do you think?
I mean, we talked about this. Like, I think that the single biggest thing is that we've got completely different quarterbacks than we had. The best quarterbacks in the game, mm-hmm. the Bradys, the Breezes, the Rivers, the Roethlisbergers, they're all gone. And we've got, you know, in the top 20 rushers after week one, there's six quarterbacks. So I think the game's being played differently. I think offensive play, line plays regress significantly because the college game's so different with the spread and the splits they take. So they're not as prepared coming into the league. I think a lot of that has more to do with it, but I agree that, you know, the passing game requires some precision and they're not getting into that, you know, precise rhythm before the early portion of the season. But I think it probably, at the end of the day, has to do with the quarterbacks, the offensive line, and the style of quarterback play.
I'm with you on all that. Justin Fields ran the ball 14 times. Your guy, Jaden Daniels, 16 rushes, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, that just wasn't happening Lamar 16.
You know, I mean, so we've seen this. We're going to continue to see more of it because there's just an advantage to having dual threat quarterbacks in the run game. All right, let's get to fantasy stuff. I think one of the biggest things here after week one is if you had Jordan Love as your starter, you don't right now. And what does that mean to the Packers offense with Malik Willis?
Yeah, it gets real hard to start anybody, honestly. Here's what we know about Malik Willis. Well, and let me start here. Do you know the passer rating that you get if you spike the ball on every play?
No, I actually don't.
39. Do you know Malik Willis's career passer rating with three NFL starts?
Lower than 39.
39.
Yeah, okay.
Here's his completion totals in his three games. 6, 5, and 14.
Yeah.
His passing yardage in those three games? 55, 80, and 99.
You know, one of those games, they almost beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead, though.
I remember that. Yeah. I think because Derrick Henry just rumbled in that game.
Yeah, and I think there were turnovers or a special team. I can't remember the circumstance, but yes, I just remember he was the starter for Tennessee that night at Arrowhead, and they almost pulled it off. But go ahead.
Yes. So what can Malik Willis do? Well, he can run. You know, he's fast. He's got some power to his game, and they probably will run. And we were just talking about how people, you know, teams usually like to run their quarterbacks, and that'll be great. He can throw short. He's 6 for 6 on passes behind the line of scrimmage, so he can do that. So I just don't know how you start. I don't know how you start any Packer receiver in this game until.
Did we lose Charch? All right, let's get him back. Charch's memory, by the way, is great. That game that Malik Willis started at Arrowhead, I think it was Monday Night Football. Was it Monday? It was a night game. Yeah, it was Monday Night Football. No, it was Sunday Night Football, excuse me. Malik Willis was 5 of 16 for 80 yards. They lost, by the way, 20 to 17 in overtime. Derrick Henry, 17 carries, a buck 15, two touchdowns. So he basically carried them in that game. And Mahomes in that game, I don't even remember this, was 43 of 68 for 446, a touchdown, a pick. And they only scored 20 points. Do we have Charge back?
I'm back. Hi.
Charge. I looked up that game. Malik Willis was 5 of 16 for 80 yards. Derrick Henry did rush, good memory, 115 yards, two touchdowns. But in that game, Pat Mahomes, 43 of 68 for 446.
That's insane. That is crazy. Oh, man.
I don't remember that part of it.
Unbelievable. Yeah, all no right, kidding. Anyway,
tell me about Tell me about the Chargers, the way they're going to attack teams, and the running backs, J.K. Dobbins, who had a huge week, Gus Edwards, mm-hmm. and just kind of the Jim Harbaugh approach here. I would imagine that Dobbins has a chance to have a big year. What do you think?
Yeah, it's starting to look that way, doesn't it? Harbaugh had said all along he was going to use a hot hand at running back, and that was certainly Dobbins in the opener. The game started pretty evenly between Edwards and Dobbins, but Edwards just looked bad. He looked slow, just 2.4 yards per carry. Across the entire league, Gus Edwards had the week one second worst rushing yards over expectation at negative 1.6 yards, so under expectation. And he just looked slow. Meanwhile, J.K. Dobbins had two long runs, and one of them he posted a 20-mile-per-hour run. J.K. Dobbins on the surgically repaired knee. And here comes Carolina. So, I mean, maybe both guys get paid. We saw Alvin Kamara and Jamal Williams both get paid against Carolina last week. But Dobbins looks like the guy to start for right now. And we don't know about Gus Edwards yet. And long-term, thinking downstream a bit, several weeks, if Gus continues to struggle, just remember their rookie running back, Kamani Vidal, who's just waiting in the wings. You think he could be an NFL level talent. And at some point, if Gus struggles, I wouldn't be surprised to see Vidal start getting some work.
Interesting. All right. So tell me about Joe Burrow. If you've got Joe Burrow, how concerned are you right now?
I'm pretty concerned. And it's probably short term. Their schedule is going to get really easy, but they've got a really tough one this week. Kansas City. T. Higgins won't play unless something decidedly unexpected happens. Jamar Chase still knocking some rust off, and without Higgins on the field, what's going to happen is, for Jamar Chase, he's going to draw shadow coverage from Kansas City's elite cornerback, Trent McDuffie, who will frequently shadow, especially when there isn't a proven number two threat on the field. And without T. Higgins, that'll be the case, with all due respect to Andre Yosivash. That's so, and McDuffie's good. Gave up just 22 scoreless yards in his coverage against Baltimore last week. So I just don't see enough quality targets for Burrow here. And I don't, tell me if you've seen this, Kevin. The video of Burrow repeatedly flexing his wrist on the sidelines. Yeah. Do you see that?
Yeah. Now, yeah, I mean, he basically blew it off and said, you know, whenever you've had ligament damage, this is, you know, some of part of the exercise, rolling it and all of these different things. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he looked right. I don't think our boy looked right mm-hmm. in Atlanta. I thought he looked absolutely like he was on pins and needles off the injury. So you got a couple of guys that I think people had on their teams that were expecting big numbers this year that don't look right physically.
Sure. Let's talk Kirk for a minute. So, you know, a lot of people didn't watch that game. You look at the box score and you look at the highlights, and Kirk looked terrible. And I'm not apologizing for his play. It wasn't good, but I'll mention this. He was just ambushed play after play. T.J. Watt just destroyed
the game.
And, yep, he did. And Kirk, what was so amazing, he looked so alien from the Kirk Cousins that I had seen in Minnesota. It was all first reads. And it didn't matter if you were covered or not. If you were covered, he was still making that first read throw, and he just threw it into the ground. And the velocity was not quite where it was. There's a lot of people talking about the Achilles maybe taking some of the power off. He's not planting right. That might be true. But the arm strength looking down and just the fact that he didn't make his reads and was just ambushed the whole game, it didn't look like the same guy. And maybe the people that doubted him all along coming back from the Achilles, they might end up being proven right on this. It's a small sample size, but right now for Kirk, it was obviously a really, really disappointing
play. Well, I think the stunner there is he's in pistol the entire game and they didn't run one play action throw. Maybe it was the opponent and they didn't feel like they could, run bootlegs or play action with TJ Watt on the other side. But that was odd because you and I both know that's not how he's effective.
That's not him.
Yeah. He's got to be under center a lot.
Right. 95% of his snaps were not under center. Why?
It's crazy. And
new offensive coordinator, maybe Zach Robinson's just learning on the fly as he goes here, but boy, a major whiff from that offense.
Tell me about his replacement in Minnesota. Darnold had a really good day, albeit against the Giants, although the Giant defense isn't terrible. In fact, they got some talent there. They get the 49ers in week two. Is Darnold worth a start?
And he was last week. He's Pro Football Focus's highest graded passer in week one. Sam Darnold completed his first 12 passes to open his career as a Viking. Now, the 49ers, obviously a very good defense. But where they're an elite defense is against the run, less so against the pass. And the Niners, they do have Nick Bosa. They've got Leonard Floyd. But the Vikings just neutralized Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Brian Burns and put Darnold in a spot to succeed here. No Jordan Addison for the Vikings is likely the case. He re-injured his ankle. And no TJ Hockenson. So limited number of receivers for the Vikings available and just warm bodies here. But in a pinch, I think you can start Sam Darnold in what should be a very pass-heavy game plan against a very good run defense.
What do you think about Jaden Daniels after 1 week?
Fantasy-wise, we loved it because the running's great. And what I didn't like is, can we just open up the offense a little bit? It was so conservative. We know he's got the big arm, and it was just, it was so many short passes. I wanted to at least see some downfield passing from him, and I didn't feel like I got much of it. But I loved all the design runs. I loved Austin Eckler's utilization and the fact that he found him four times. I thought that was really handy. But going to have to find some help downfield, going to have to find more help. I got to get Terry McLaurin, way more involved in the offense than he was as well. And trying to find a plausible second receiver as well is going to be, I think, a priority here for this offense. How did you feel about it? Do you feel like that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think that this is a work in progress. It's all new. Everything's new. Mm-hmm. I think he missed some things. I also think some of the scrambles were absolutely necessary and is going to be a part of his game. But they also barely had the ball in this game. They could not get off the field defensively. There was that as well. Help me. I need to add a receiver desperately because I had Puka Nacua. Ashton Doolin, Wandale Robinson, or Luke McCaffrey.
Stop now. Wandale Robinson's your guy. 12 targets last week, and now here come the Commanders. Enough said. they allowed 15 wide receiver receptions last week. And your slot cornerback, Tyke Smith, is that correct? Tyke Smith?
Yeah.
He allowed all four of the targets in his coverage to be caught last week. So he went 0 for 4 on defending passes in his coverage.
No. That's a Tampa player that you just named. Sorry.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Forbes. You're right about that. Emmanuel Forbes was a problem, as was the rookie a little bit, Mikey Sanders, still in his first game. But yeah.
Right.
So you got one. Yep. Charge, what's the bid that I put in for him? How much?
You don't have to put him, like $2.
Okay, that's what I thought. Lastly, any advice on tonight's game?
Interesting game. Khalil Shakir continues to be, we talked about him in the preseason, loved the kid's upside. He's he runs from the slot where he's going to match up against Miami's Kader Kohu, who ranked as Pro Football Focus's second from the bottom cornerback in week one, cornerback 127. And last year, Kader Kohou allowed the eighth worst opposing passer rating. So I really like him in this game and think he's got a nice opportunity to do well for us. And so that's one of them. And then, you know, the running back situation is something we probably have to talk about, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've lost everybody.
Right, Mostert's out. Devon Achane is a game-time decision, and this is a brutal decision for fantasy owners because you're going to have to decide, okay, if I start Achane, right, I have the upside of him potentially, if the ankle is okay, he gets his own workload, plus he gets some of Raheem Mostert's workload, and he ends up with a really big box score. But the downside is, you know, he's as frail as any running back in the NFL. And if the ankle injuries re-injure all the time, he could be good for like two plays and be out. So you've got massive risk reward for Achane. And Jeff Wilson looks like the safest play out of those runners. And he's the likely starter if Achane can't go. Jalen Wright, the rookie, will get in the mix as well.
Go do your next one. You're a busy man Thursdays and Fridays. I know that. I appreciate the time you give us. Paul Charchian, everybody, at Paul Charchian on Twitter, on X. I will talk to you next week. Thanks. Enjoy
the
football.
Thank you, my man. Yep. Bye-bye.
When we come back, Denton's news, including the story that broke yesterday about Maryland and Virginia in college basketball. Our show's coverage today of everything we're talking about presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.